Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Lawyers aren't famed for their low prices, but some give up their expertise for free, known as pro bono, every now and then, and they can do so if their employers allow it. This week is pro bono week for barristers and solicitors all over Ireland, and Niamh Cunahan is pro bono partner with Mattison. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning, Joe.
Can you explain how the pro bono work process happens?
I can. So back in November 2020, the legal community came together and established Pro Bono Pledge Ireland, which is a pledge where lawyers have affirmed their commitment to providing free legal services to disadvantaged and low-income or marginalised members in society and organisations that support them. There's a long-standing tradition within the legal profession to provide free legal services. And the idea behind the pledge is to put a framework and a structure around that to grow capacity to seek to, I suppose, address that unmet legal need in the Irish society.
Now, there is a link, there is a kind of a series of bodies that need to decide on this. Can you explain to us, does an individual go to a charity or an NGO and then they make the approach, or how does it work?
Well, there's a various different ways that the approach can be made. The Public Interest Law Alliance, PILA, is a project of FLAC, and PILA coordinates the
Pro Bono Pledge.
FLAC is the Free Legal Advice Centre. It was established over 40 years ago. PILA coordinates the Pro Bono Pledge. So if I'm an NGO or an individual looking for legal assistance, I will approach PILA, and PILA will then, I suppose, matchmake between the organisation that requires the legal assistance and lawyers that have the capacity and the relevant skill set and the expertise to provide that legal service.
So in your case, Mattison, do they put up their hand and say, OK, for commercial stuff, we have a few lawyers who will do it for free?
Absolutely, yeah. And Mattison is just one of the many firms who provide pro bono legal services. There are over 100 pledge signatories, ranging from small to large firms to individual barristers and in-house counsel who provide their services free of charge. And we work with, we're incredibly privileged to be able to work with organisations, charities and NGOs and independent law centres.
How many hours per year or per month or whatever do you do pro bono?
Every lawyer that has signed up to the pledge has committed to an aspirational target of 20 annual hours to provide pro bono legal services.
But some will pledge, do more and some will do less.
Some will do more and some will do less. What we can see, because as part of the pledge, we've committed to report on our pro bono efforts on a year-on-year basis. What we can see from 2022 to 2023 is we have grown the pledge network and also the level of hours. So it's increased by 5,000 hours over the course of just 1 year alone.
Now, does the law firm pay you, continue to pay you, even though they won't have billed out that hour?
Yes, it does.
And so it's the law firm that's out of pocket, not the lawyer.
Well, I don't think law firms look at it as being out of pocket.
But lawyers that's what's happening.
Lawyers are volunteering their time and their professional skills to provide these services free of charge. And it is for the lawyers involved in volunteering, they get as much, if not more, out of it as a pro bono client.
In terms of building up experience or doing the right thing?
Well, both. In terms of building up a professional skill set, for example, we work in areas that are not, I suppose, areas traditionally practiced by commercial law firms, and we partner with NGOs such as, you know, the Irish Refugee Council, the Immigrant Council of Ireland, Community Law and Mediation to provide these legal services. You know, there's a huge culture of volunteering for Mattison and other law firms. It's part of our corporate social responsibility programme.
But it's tough if you're a kind of a small town lawyer, you know, not part of a huge business.
It can be tough on anybody to take on an extra, you know, an extra volunteering effort. But many small practitioners around Ireland participate and provide pro bono legal services to members within their own community.
Well, best of luck with Pro Bono Week, and let's hope a lot more people can be helped out.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming in. That's Niamh Cunahan, the pro bono partner with Mattison at
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.